as you know, I'm all about showing and not just telling on this show. I do this in my PR masterclass, in the PR workshops I host. And so today I will be reading some of the pitches that I've received in my inbox in hopes that you will not make the same mistakes. And the more information you receive, whether it's from me or listening to other episodes or other people, you will start to be able to build upon that information. Now, this is not a one and done. Knowing how to message properly, knowing how to communicate your value with clarity and in a succinct way, this is a lifelong skill that we keep honing in on. We keep sharpening this, right? And so a great way to learn how to pitch and get it not right the first time, because there is no perfect pitch, but get closer and closer to that hell yes pitch, is by knowing what not to do. So this one, I'm going to read a couple of pitches that I received on my podcast, which I feel like don't really hit the mark. Again, it's about providing a solution. It's about not using me or anyone that you pitch as a vehicle for advertising. And the more it sounds like that, the more it's going to be probably a no.
Hey friends, I'm Gloria Chow, small business PR expert, award-winning pitch writer, and your unofficial hype woman. Nothing makes me happier than seeing people get the recognition they deserve. And that starts with feeling more confident to go bigger with your message. So on this podcast, I will share with you the untraditional yet proven strategies for PR, marketing, and creating more opportunity in your business. If you are ready to take control of your narrative and be your most unapologetic and confident self, you're in the right place. This is the Small Business PR Podcast.
So here are some of the pitches that I've received just in the last 6 months for people who wanted to come on to my show that I'm like, no thanks, next. Okay. So this is one that I receive a lot. I love it when people get really creative with the subject lines of something that is very, like, I don't want to say aggressive, but almost like, aha, I have the solution for you, right? This is the person you need to have on your show. Anything that's really kind of pushy or sounds sarcastic is not really cute, and it's not going to be a yes from me. So this subject line reads, your next guest has arrived, ABC of ABC Company. Now, obviously, I'm not going to tell you their name, right? But this is just kind of how the subject line reads. Already, I feel turned off by the subject line. It's really pushy. It's not concise. It's not specific. It's not telling me what this person is doing, how they're going to add value, what kind of questions they can answer, any of it. Right? So I have a subject line training in my PR starter pack, my PR program for small businesses. And it goes really in depth, because remember, if you cannot have a good subject line, it's not going to be open, right? Your open rates are all about your subject line. So we need to first get the first things first, right? Which is the subject line. This one already misses the mark, right? It doesn't tell me what the pitch is, but let's keep reading. Hi, Gloria. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Again, you're competing for my attention line by line. Do not waste your precious real estate and attention span on fluff or formalities. Let's just get right into it, right? And then this pitch continues to say, I'm Ashley, and I have the perfect guest and topic for small business PR. How to finance your marketing without going into a bank with Mr. XYZ. Now, again, why would this be a perfect topic for me? I don't do anything with financing, with personal finance, with loans, with anything to do with finance. This is a small business PR podcast. So this person obviously does not know what the perfect guest is. And they're saying that they do, which turns me off even more. But let's keep reading. Getting the right financing for a new business or to grow a business can be difficult, and banks are not very flexible in this regard. My client, Mr. XYZ, has a great advice to share with your listeners to get around the bank and get the financing plan they're looking for. Below is some more information about Mr. XYZ. He is the founder of XYZ Company, a leading marketplace that supports businesses of all sizes. With 14 years of financing experience, he has helped thousands of entrepreneurs lend over $500 million in funds. He is a serial entrepreneur that invests in real estate, crypto, owns 2 gyms and more, and a down-to-earth and bold optimist who wants to help businesses grow to their potential. I look forward to hearing the chemistry between you two in action. Let me know if you would like to learn more about him. Now, this is, I feel really bad because I have to say, like, 90% of the pitches that I get are from third-party podcast pitching agencies. And I teach this on my PR masterclass all the time, which is PR is changing, right? We don't really want a PR rep to be pitching on your behalf. Why? Because if you cannot communicate to me that you are willing to spend the time to talk to my audience and pitch me, and you're kind of just shoving it off to someone else, why should I give you the time of day, right? Usually podcast hosts have devoted so much time and energy to cultivating their audience. They are reading their emails. So they want to hear from the person that is actually pitching them. And if you cannot even spend the time to pitch me yourself, that already shows to me that you're not super interested in me and you're more using me and my platform, right? That's the first part. The second part, in addition to the subject line being completely off, is that this has nothing to do with me, right? Again, it's not about marketing yourself and using people who have podcasts or editors or journalists using their outlet as a free advertising avenue, but how can you be a conduit of information to help their audience? That is how we can bypass paying for an ad, right? The energy of this entire pitch is about this guy and what he's done and his experience and how he owns two gyms. Again, none of it is relevant to what I do here at Small Business PR. Not only does it not fit my demographic, it doesn't fit the industry, and this pitch has nothing to do with what we're actually going to talk about. Now, I've received some pretty, you know, left field pitches out there, but if you're able to relate it to small business PR or helping founders of color or diverse, marginalized voices to go bigger with their message, that will help, right? But nothing in here has anything to do with the intersection of PR visibility or organic growth. So again, I cannot help but say this person is, I feel bad that this is going straight into the trash and this person has paid a PR pitching agency to pitch for them that is really going nowhere. Right? Another way that you can actually make your pitch stand out, let's just say it has nothing to do with my audience. But one way to be a little bit less repulsive is if you actually wrote a little bit about why your industry that's seemingly unrelated could be relevant to my audience, right? Maybe there is a connection there. If so, what is it? Right? I don't know, because this person apparently has all the expertise in the world. So tell me. Another way to make your pitch stand out is instead of saying what you've done or kind of naming off all the accolades and awards and where you went to school, write in bullet points the questions that you can answer on my podcast. Literally spell it out, number it out. Question number one, I can answer this. Question number two. And remember to be specific. I always talk about pitching like peeling away the layers of an onion. And by now I've said it so many times, it's almost like it should be made into a song. How can you peel away the layer of an onion where you're not talking very generally about a topic, right? Because that's very fluffy and not specific. How can you peel away the layers and get to that juicy core to reveal exactly what are the specific insights that you can touch upon? And it doesn't have to be just one bullet point. You can give 5, 6, 7, or 8 questions that you can answer. That way it'll allow me to see what's possible. Again, the pitch is not just to get a hell yes from me. It's to have the person make a decision, yes or no. And the more specificity that you can help me provide in the pitch, the easier it is for me to say yes or no thanks, or maybe tell me more. So that's the first pitch that I said no to. It went straight into the trash. Now let's do another one. Okay, so this one, the subject line is podcast guest submission. First of all, you don't need to write that. I know what this is. So instead of wasting the preview space, remember the subject line gets cut off, just get right into it, right? So it keeps reading. Leadership expert is centering pleasure and joy on the path to success. Now, I'm all about pleasure and joy, and I think that's great, but again, I don't really understand why that's really relevant to this year, this time. I always say that if your pitch can be used 5 years into the future or 5 years into the past, it is not a great pitch. It is not specific. People want to know, what is your expertise going to help you solve, help my audience solve in today? Because I don't care what industry you're in, things are changing in a lightning speed. How is your insight going to give me something that's different, that's going to tell me what's changing, or maybe drawing upon what's changed in the last 6 months or even 12 months, right? So again, the subject line here misses the mark. Let's keep reading. Hi, Gloria. My name is Ashley, PR manager for ABC Inc. I listened to your recent conversation with Jessica Toscano, who is an incredible journalist. I like to interview journalists on my show, so at least they went through and said that, about showing personality, knowing who you are, and believing in yourself when pitching your business. I learned so much and was so inspired by the episode. That is why I want to introduce you to another potentially aligned guest who could add value, Miss ABC. Meet Miss ABC. Have you ever felt the presence of a woman who is so profoundly connected to her own essence that it helped you realize what was possible? This person is that woman, and she's sharing that power with leaders who know in their hearts are meant for more. She is a founder of ABC Inc., where she uses her leadership management expertise to help online entrepreneurs grow profitable and aligned businesses that are rooted in integrity and purpose. The secret ingredients to everything she does are honesty and transparency, which can easily be found on her top podcast. Right. So again, I like where I like the ethos and the energy of this pitch, but it's not specific enough. Because to me, helping online entrepreneurs grow profitable and aligned businesses, that could be anyone. You could put that for literally a slogan for Facebook or for someone who is a tarot card reader, right? So what I would do is, instead of just having really fluffy and nice adjectives, peel away the layer of an onion. Tell me who these entrepreneurs are, what industry verticals they're in, maybe their demographic, their background, what problems they're solving. Are they product owners? Are they non-product service-based consultants? Are they women founders? Are they women and men? Who are they, right? Tell me. But let's keep reading. So what I like about this pitch is that this person actually says, here are a few of her unique perspectives that will capture and inspire your audience. One, why living in pleasure and joy today will give you financial and emotional abundance too. How sales led with soul will create waitlists and lifelong clients who are shining bright. Three, how radical personal responsibility is the key to new paradigm of leadership. Four, bring luxury into your branding. Now, all of these are great, right? All of these are ideas that I agree with, right? I generally align with these values. But again, how is your perspective, your framework, your strategy different? Do you have a three-step strategy? Like, I have my CPR pitching method, right? Have you come up with a framework or maybe like a list of do's and don'ts? One of the ways I love to pitch with specificity is, if you don't have like a proprietary framework like I do, then what are things that people get wrong about your topic, right? That's a great way to really get to the point quickly and demonstrate that you have experience and that you have a point of view. Why? Because experts have point of view, and it's all about putting your, not your marketing and sales hat on, but your expert hat on, right? So how can you communicate that expertise? Is by taking a contrarian point of view, maybe highlighting what people get wrong, three things people don't know about X, Y, and Z. Now, again, generally the format of this pitch is okay. You know, they talk about credibility. I like how they have bullet points. And I, you know, if you're in my training, then you know that that's exactly how I would like to write a pitch. I like to make it easy on the eyes. But again, it's kind of made the first step towards that progress, but it probably is about only 50% of the way there. If I were to improve on this pitch, I would basically talk about what is changing right now, right? At the time of this recording. And let's say you serve female founders or BIPOC and women of color founders. What is it about this time, the place in social media, the fact that Twitter is imploding and TikTok might be banned? Like, how can we maybe grow organically when cookies are going away and ad costs are rising? What is happening in your industry that is urgent, relevant, and timely so that my audience can get a really quick win and major takeaways from it? I don't really see that here. I see a lot of really great adjectives that can maybe belong on a card or a mug, lots of great and beautiful affirmations, but they're not really specific enough. So remember, do not write your pitch like you're writing a greeting card or you're putting affirmations on a mug. Break it down for me. Peel away the layers of an onion. Tell me what people get wrong usually. Tell me if you have a three-step method or a framework or a path, whatever it is. It really paints a picture of, okay, not only are you talking about the subject, but you are really breaking it down for me, because it's all about actionable steps, right? So that's how I would improve on this pitch. Even though this pitch, is in the general right direction, it still wasn't specific enough to my audience. And if it's not specific and not clear, then it means that they need to do more of the work to really hone in on their messaging and their why. All right. So let's do a third one. This is great. The subject line is, number one global marketing thought leader, Mr. XYZ, to join a podcast episode. Okay, well, first of all, that is a big claim. Number one global marketing thought leader. Wow. Like, that is, look, listen, I'm all about owning and being empowered to use your voice, but this claim is a little bit, I think, way out there. Number one global marketing thought leader. Wow. Okay. Again, it's a little bit too outlandish. I really already don't believe this person, right? I also think that this is all about this person and how great they are, and they're joining my podcast episode, but why? What are you going to do for my audience? How are you going to help my audience of bootstrapping small businesses? It doesn't say that in the subject line. It just boasts how this person is the number one global marketing thought leader, which already sounds a little bit not credulous to me. Let's keep reading, okay? Dear Gloria, my name is XYZ, and I'm writing to be a guest on your podcast. Okay, great. Finally, someone who pitches not from, you know, not by using like a third-party podcast pitching agency, but from their team, their own voice. So at least he gets bonus points for that. Okay, let's keep reading. I have more than 15 years of international experience with a proven track record, and I'm regarded as one of the world's top digital transformation and marketing coaches, influencers, speakers, professionals, futures, thought leaders, Fortune 500 consultants, and it keeps going. Startup advisors, C-suite mentors. Whew! Wow, this person packed a lot in this one sentence. I can already tell how big of an ego this person has. Okay, let's keep reading. I have enjoyed a remarkable career at the top of technology industry, and I'm recognized as one of the brightest minds in digital transformation. As a result, I continue to play a pivotal role in maximizing it. So already this is reading not so much like how this they're going to add value to my audience, but more like a personal statement to get into like a grad school of like all the ways that this person has succeeded and all the trophies that their mom maybe put on their desk. But again, That's not the point of the pitch. The point is to be specific in how you can be a solution for my audience. And if it reads like a resume, then you're really missing the mark. Okay, let's keep reading. Again, this first paragraph keeps going on and on for probably 7 run-on sentences about how this person is the top, the best, this and that, proven track records, world-renowned. Again, nothing about my show, nothing about my audience, nothing about the problem that this person is here to solve. And using big general words like innovation and influence and top, I don't know what that means, right? If you cannot clarify exactly the value that you're bringing and you're using these big, big words, you better be able to back it up with specificity. So let's keep reading. This person then goes to write, I will share below my career highlights. And I kid you not, there are probably 25 bullet points longer than what would be in a resume of all the rankings, awards, mentors, speakers, interviews, all of these panels that he's been on that I've never even heard of, right? And again, I'm sure this person has been very busy and has done a lot because there's like 20 or 30 different bullet points. But if you have to list out every time you've talked somewhere, every time you've been invited to present at a conference, it's seeming to me like the energy of that is not about co-creation and collaboration, which is what a podcast interview is. And it's more like you shoving your resume down my throat and saying, this is how great I am. You have to get me on your podcast because I have done X, Y, and Z. And that's really not the energy of pitching. The energy of pitching, again, is about, well, how can we collaborate? How can we co-create? How can we be a part of the solution and be a discussion point for your audience, right? Again, this is 25 bullet points plus 7 run-on sentences of what this person has achieved using really fluffy and general words. So it's really going against everything that I teach in my PR masterclass and my methods, which is relevance and specificity. And how can you communicate exactly who you're helping? Because remember, if you are for everyone, then you are for no one. I want to know, who have you helped? Where are the specific industry sectors? What is different about right now versus when you were pitching to be on a podcast a year ago, right? Because everything is changing. Everything is changing. We are experiencing 10 years of change in 1 year alone, right? Whether it's for online business or marketing or algorithm changes, the price of ads, everything is changing. And I still do not see here how your pitch is relevant. Relevance is so important, and it's the key part of my CPR pitching method. If you haven't watched it, go to my PR masterclass to see exactly my proprietary method that's helped thousands of entrepreneurs get featured organically. You can do that at GloriaChowPR.com/masterclass. Let's keep reading. Okay, so after the 25 bullet points, this person continues to write a huge paragraph about what he's done, right? How his future-proof strategies were backed by a multi-billion-dollar corporate track record. Again, if you know anything about my audience, we are everyday small business heroes. We are first-generation immigrants. We are single moms. We are people who are bootstrapping. So telling me about your multi-billion-dollar corporate track record makes me feel like maybe there's kind of a distance between your background and the background of my community. And it makes me feel like maybe we're not so aligned, right? But this person keeps on going to talk about how they have been equipped with a plethora of game-changing strategies. Again, anytime you're using more than 3 or 4 like adjectives, I feel like you literally either wrote it with an AI bot or you put in, you know, in the thesaurus, how to generate all of these huge words that really mean nothing. Words like game changing or top or pivotal or global thought leader. Again, tell me how you are on the top. Tell me how you have been influential, not just by saying that, right? And then it ends with, I look forward to hearing from you and sharing my experience sincerely. Oof. Okay. This is probably one of the worst pitches that I've received because if it's good to be proud about what you've done, right? That confidence is important. But when it's all about you and what you've done and listing 25 different places that you've been speaking at with no guidance on how you can answer questions for my audience, or maybe a data point that's interesting, or maybe how your perspective about whatever your industry is a little bit different, you're not doing me any favors. You're basically saying, here's my resume. I'm going to send it out to as many people as possible. I don't really care about what your audience cares about. And I don't really care about being a solution. I just want another stepping stone, a platform to be able to talk more about myself. And that's really not what we're trying to do. So if your pitch sounds more like a resume, if the bullet points are not the questions that you can answer and is more about the things that you've done, then I really encourage you to either listen more to this podcast, watch my masterclass, or join my community where we tell you exactly how you can shift your messaging that's more of a marketing speak, right? To one that is really going to position you as someone that can be a part of the solution for that person's audience. Okay, let's keep going. This one says, subject line, Mr. XYZ might be the guest that you are looking for. Well, first of all, I don't know why you think they might be, because I'd rather have it to be more certain than might. I have no idea. A waste of space, right? Again, your subject line is so important. If you do not optimize your subject line, it will not get open, right? When you're actually pitching to more people. So your subject line needs to be concise and specific to what you're pitching, right? So for example, 3 easy to implement ways to get your product into a gift guide this year, right? That is specific. It's about who I'm solving the problem for. And that in a subject line will tell the person on the receiving end what kind of topics and questions that I can discuss or answer, right? Something like that. So let's keep reading this pitch. So again, this is someone who used a podcast pitching person. They were very pushy. They kept following up with me. Hey, did you get this? Hey, I wanted to follow up. Hey, I'm looking forward to it. And it's like, well, Obviously, the pitch is not that great. Otherwise, I would have asked for more information, right? I do like that this podcast pitch is short, unlike the other one that was literally like 35 bullet points. This one just has probably 4 or 5 sentences, and it reads like this. Recently, I listened to your episode with Jennifer Ortakles Dawkins. So she is an incredible journalist. It was a friend of mine I had on the podcast. She writes for Insider. And so this person said, I recently listened to your episode with her about how to get onto Business Insider and pitch your small business. And I find it extremely interesting. I wanted to present Mr. XYZ to you because she might be a great fit for your lineup and share his knowledge and expertise on the following bullet points. I like bullet points, so at least they get brownie points for that. Bullet point number 1, holistic strategies. 2, business. 3, entrepreneurs. 4, spiritual techniques. 5, healing. 5, 6, personal growth. Again, this is very confusing. Like business, one bullet point about just business as a singular word is like, what type of business? Business is a huge word, right? Healing. What type of healing? What type of entrepreneurs? So all of these huge umbrella words, they don't give me any specificity on what types of strategies or insights or verticals in these bullet points. So just the bullet point business is not enough for me to decide whether or not you are going to give my audience value. A bullet point on spiritual techniques, although interesting, is not enough for me to know exactly if you are aligned with my audience, right? A bullet point on entrepreneurs is not specific enough. I like that it's short, but this one is so top layer of the onion that I cannot grasp at all how this person is going to add value, right? I will keep reading. So then the podcast person says, she has been able to combine her corporate experience, rapid growth expertise, and unique approach using energetic techniques and principles to help innovate small businesses into big conglomerates. Okay, great. But again, what type of unique approaches? Do not bury your strategies. Do not bury your value. Don't make it harder on me or the person that you're pitching to piece together the puzzle and figure out, this person might be a good fit here. Tell me what the unique approach is, right? Tell me exactly what energetic techniques are. Are they for times of burnout? Are they for mompreneurs? Are they for new year, new you? Are they for end of year reflection? Who are they for? And at what point do they help? Because if you help everyone at every point, then you're really not an expert in anything, right? So this one has zero specificity, and it just, I was not able to even respond to it. And I think the funniest thing is this person who hired a podcast pitch, third party person to pitch again, you know, didn't even take the time to pitch me. This podcast assistant that pitched said, I can imagine you are already thinking about what kind of topic listed above could benefit your listeners. And it's like, well, yeah, but it's not specific enough to make five bullet points on huge words like business, entrepreneurs, and personal growth. So don't make that assumption. And then this person keeps writing, I like to know how your scheduling works and if you feel this person is a great fit. Thanks for reading. Fingers, toes, and other appendages crossed. Either way, thanks for the podcast. Keep up the work. Have an absolutely splendid day. Stay awesome. All the best. So now at this point, I'm like almost laughing. I'm like, what are these random like jargon words, fingers and toes crossed, to make this person almost like they're so desperate to convince me that they have to write that, like they're thinking out loud. Another thing that really bothers me about this is not only have they not done the work about my audience, they've copied and pasted in such a way that the bullet points have a completely different font than the other sentences. And the spacing here is really weird. And you can see that this has been very clearly copy and pasted from multiple emails with multiple different lines, formatting, and fonts. So it's like rookie mistake number 1, 2, and 3 have all been made. And I feel like this person is really just spraying and praying that this podcast pitch will land. I really recommend this person to watch my PR masterclass and see exactly how to get beneath the layer of the top layer of onion and really have a pitch that's specific and relevant. Okay. So again, I don't mean to hate on any of these people. I'm sure they're very nice people, but in order for them to get featured, they're right now still paying for a third party pitching agency to get them featured. And this is a really not great pitches that they're sending, right? So these guests are paying these podcast pitching agencies to get them featured. And these are kind of the emails that they're sending. Now, you are a smart small business owner, so I know you're not going to make the same mistake. And even if you do decide to go with someone to pitch on your behalf, that's okay. Make sure that you don't make any of these mistakes. So to recap, number one, the subject line needs to be concise, specific, and tell me what problem you're solving, what you're talking about. Right? That is what is in the subject line. Don't add any fluff like we have arrived or a podcast guest for you or a suggestion. We already know that. So let's just cut to the chase. Number two, make sure that it's formatted properly. Make sure that when you copy and paste, please just spend an extra 30 seconds to make sure the font and the formatting is all uniform, because that way it just gives less of an impression that you are emailing it to 100,000 people, right? Now, number three is make sure that it's relevant and not all about you. This is not a resume. This is not a pitching Shark Tank competition. This is about how we can collaborate to come up with a show that is valuable for my audience. My audience's ear, who I've earned the trust of over my hard work. I'm not going to give it away lightly, right? So how can you convince me that the audience that trusts me are going to be able to benefit from you? And so that is where the relevance comes in. That is where pitching in a way where you have bullet points on how the questions that you can answer, maybe sharing something that you've learned from your experience that is against what most people tell you, right? That shows that you are unique or different or not afraid to take the stance. All of these things help position you as an expert. Again, there's no legal definition of what an expert is, right? There's no legal like line where, oh, now I've crossed this line and I'm an expert. An expert to me is someone who has a point of view and is willing to communicate that properly. So I really help you do that with my pitching. And so if you want to improve on your pitch and get featured this year, make sure that not only have you saved this episode, listen to some of the other episodes and watch my PR masterclass so you can see exactly word for word how I would write a pitch in the same format, the CPR method that has helped thousands of founders with no experience or connections get featured. Take care.
Hey, small business hero, did you know that you can get featured for free on outlets like Forbes, The New York Times, Marie Claire, PopSugar, and so many more, even if you're not yet launched or if you don't have any connections? That's right. That's why I invite you to watch my PR Secrets Masterclass, where I reveal the exact methods thousands of bootstrapping small businesses use to hack their own PR and go from unknown to being a credible and sought-after industry expert. Now, if you want to land your first press feature, get on a podcast, secure a VIP speaking gig, or just reach out to that very intimidating editor, this class will show you exactly how to do it. Register now at GloriaChowPR.com/masterclass. That's GloriaChow, C-H-O-U, PR.com/masterclass, so you can get featured in 30 days without spending a penny on ads or agencies. Best of all, this is completely free, so get in there and let's get you featured.